2019's new year. I'm DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
Welcome back to the What's Up Warriors podcast.
Welcome back. This is season three. DJ Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely terrific. How about you, DJ King?
I am doing slightly great. We are back in the studio, of course, making season three.
Yeah, and of course, we have missed a lot.
A lot of details. We've been gone. I know. It's been how many weeks? Three now? Two?
I'd say about three, maybe. Maybe three, two. It doesn't matter.
Between two or four. But we have so much to talk about. But first, we're going to start off with New Year, New Me. Of course, you know, that trend's been going around. Talk about our New Year's resolutions in front of the public.
Yeah. If I'm going to be honest here, I don't think I really came up with one. Maybe I can make one up right now.
All right, make one up right now.
I have never really worked out, so I think I should make that New Year's resolution to not get, like, jacked, you know, but, like, work out more, you know. Even if it's not going to a gym, I could always do some stuff at home.
You know what you know what my New Year's resolution was?
What?
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Try not to be hostile with people. That is my main goal.
That's a awesome goal to have. Are you hostile with people now?
Sometimes, like this one customer that I had in my job, right? She got really scared because I guess I'm too loud, right? And then for some reason it went on to pay gap. And, yeah, we're not going to get too political here. But, yeah, I got a little hostile.
Okay.
I was like, wait. You still believe in history? How dare you?
All right. So, well, as long as, you know, you're trying to change that up, make sure you're not too hostile. You know, be more friendly with the customers.
Yeah. All right. So, me and DJ Mike decided that we should add something new into our sessions now. We're doing local news for Indiana. A lot of our listeners, some may be in Indiana, some may not be. So for anybody that lives in Indiana, you're about to have a lot of news come at you too, instead of just the whole country knowing what's going on. You already know. Ain't that right, DJ Mike?
Just get with it. I hate you.
Okay, the reason why he says that is because actually one of our sessions does kind of conclude with PewDiePie. But by the way, that man has nearly 80 million subscribers. I suggest you subscribe to him and not
T-Series.
Subscribe
to PewDiePie and not T-Series.
Yeah, that was another big thing that was going on while we were gone. Like, T-Series managed to beat PewDiePie, which was like, oh, man, but PewDiePie striked back with a diss track. I can't really say what the name is because, you know, there's some profanity.
Something Lasagna?
Yeah. Then he played the VR sword game. But local news, so.
How did this all go out, though? Like, what even is T-Series? Because I have no clue.
T-Series is a, I believe, I don't want to say it's an Indian music genre. Not music genre, but music production. He hopped on his Chromebook. But pretty much T-Series makes music. Doesn't make music. They release music. But yeah, back to local news as he's doing research. So the local news, all it is that Indiana will get its own news. And DJ Mike just came up with a result. What is T-Series?
Well, it says right here that T-Series, it's a record label and a film production company founded by, I'm not going to try and pronounce that name because I will bash it completely, but you could, yeah, it is a, yeah, it's an, in, yeah, Indian music.
Okay, yeah, it's an Indian music record company, but I was correct. So back on to it, local news. Actually, we're going to go ahead and get started with some local news for the trending session. For Indiana, the Hoosier Dome on February 16th on Saturday, there is a big music event going on. It's for all people that listen to rock music. If you don't listen to rock or metal, I suggest you don't come. Because some bands can be either like, hey, we're going to be the Beatles up in this joint. And then the next band can be like, duh.
Or do come. You might, you know, listen to some new music that you've never heard before and you might enjoy it.
You do. You may enjoy it. It is for all ages. There is some profane language with some music. So if you don't like profanity, you don't have to come. It is totally up to you. The Hoosier Dome. It is $10 for tickets. You can find this on Ticketmaster or even on the website where you can find the bands that are selling them. Bands will be participating like Hollow Hate, which is awesome because my uncle's actually in that band. Divine Mortar and many other bands, which is really cool. And that's all I got for local news. So back to the main discussion. Meme review. We're going to do a meme review right now.
Not to copy off everyone else.
I'm going
to
do my best PewDiePie impression. You ready? How's it going, bros? My name's PewDiePie.
It's pretty good. PewDiePie, love us. We are not stealing your thing.
All right, yeah. Give us about 78 million viewers, please.
No.
Please. Like, you would help us a lot, PewDiePie. You know what? What's that one kid's name that really loves PewDiePie? Everyone, we have an announcement to make.
I have no clue who that kid is.
All right. I follow him on Instagram, but I can't remember what his name is.
All right. Now, for the memes we'll be reviewing today, I will say
Chungus.
Okay. All right. You just had to do it. All right. Yes, Chungus. Chungus is a meme that we are reviewing, and also Ugandan Knuckles.
Which is funny, because if you combine them both, you get a Ugandan Chungus.
Okay. Now, a lot of people do not understand the meaning behind Chungus. They think it's a stupid meme, and yeah, you're free to think that, but I personally like it because of how stupid it looks. I used to watch Looney Tunes when I was younger, and that particular episode, I mean, I never really thought about it, but when they brought it back, you know, because everyone got bored, it was really funny to see because it was just a fat Bugs Bunny just staring at you, just like making eye contact with you, and they called it Chungus.
You know, I found there was one thing that went through my mind when I first saw that over the break. I was like, who took the time and was like, oh man, let me find that one episode, let me turn this into an international meme.
Whoever did it succeeded, and I think they should be famous for it.
But
there is no special meaning behind the Chungus meme. It's just Bugs Bunny, he's fat, and he's given a stupid name. And people laugh at that because of how dumb it is. I mean, it's not comedy gold, but like if you just look at it, I can't help but laugh at it.
Yeah, it is one of those things where it's just like, huh, it's funny to look at. How old am I, 5?
Yeah. But it has no special meaning, so if you ever look at a Chungus meme and think, what does this mean? It doesn't really mean anything. You just look at it, and then if you laugh, you laugh. If you don't laugh, then you don't laugh.
If you don't laugh, just note that you are a very serious person. That's all I gotta say.
Or you are not 5. So.
New year, new YouTube. Sorry, I already know we're getting into a strong conversation about memes and all that, but why is YouTube Rewind such the biggest meme? Let me tell you, because this thing has about 15 million dislikes.
And thank you to all who have supported in this sucking of the video. I'm just kidding, but even though it's amazing to see that even though it's YouTube Rewind has the most dislike video, you know, most dislike blah 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 blah, blah brain fart. Okay, it's the most dislike video on YouTube, and yet YouTube still comes out to say that they're proud of what they made and they don't regret the decision. I mean, you gotta respect them for that. It's like, I mean, yeah, you don't regret it. It's like, oh, everyone else didn't like it, guess we gotta take it down.
they did stuff like in the YouTube Rewind. There was things that were in there that we were like, okay, we can understand that, but they didn't go through everything. They went through like one part of 2018, and that's all they did. Like Fortnite, why was Fortnite the whole big ordeal throughout?
Honestly,
the whole video.
Fortnite is one of those games where everyone can play it, and it's so addicting. But I personally don't see it as a like good game. Yeah, it's a battle royale, and I feel compelled to play it sometimes when I'm bored, but.
But like,
it's an all right game.
They took the time to kind of just sit and like, all right, let's see how we can mix other things with this thing. And it's just like that will, I think that's what triggered most people about that, is that it is a game that a lot of people play. I get that. But in most other rewinds, they would take one portion, cut it to the next. Like, in 1 year, it was like Mario. Mario was the big thing when Nintendo, or when the Wii U came out, right? Sky Does Minecraft actually played as a participant for that Minecraft section, which was funny, since he was the main, like, Minecraft YouTuber. And then they separated it into, like, Minecraft and Mario, and they went on with their business, like... That's what they should have done, but instead they were like, ha ha ha, Battle Royale and, like, Taylor Swift, all right, let's do it. I'm like, no, that is not the way to go.
Yeah, and there are some good things of it, but I guess to sum it all up, it was probably just a bad year for YouTube Rewind. I think it was just a bunch of bad ideas put into one video, and there were some... good things, the moment when they're sincere and they're like, yes, we gotta, hold hands, we're in this together, just like more like a world peace kind of thing, yeah. Share the love, and that's always nice to see, bringing the community together. But Fortnite, I'm sorry, I mean
Fortnite,
I'll play Fortnite, but you can't,
like, the game doesn't make sense. You know what else doesn't make sense? Mafia City. Let's just...
Mafia City memes. Now, we're gonna... I'm guessing we're skipping the Uganda Knuckles.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, so we'll skip that and go to the Mafia City memes. And if you've seen these...
they are bad.
Okay.
They're weird, like, oh... because Mafia City, it takes place, like, you run a mafia, which means it's a criminal action game. Mm-hmm. And pretty much what that means is, like, you can rob banks, you can attack other mafia gangs and all that.
It's more like making fun of the ads, because in the ads, you can be a level one crook, and then you can collect some money, and then all of a sudden,
you're a level 35 boss.
Yeah, level 35 boss, and you're dancing. I mean, and people just found that and like, look how ridiculous this is, and they just point at, make fun of it.
I look through the comments and all that, and like, I don't see on how that's a good game, because there's some people like, oh man, this game's fun, and then it's just like, really? They misspelled boss. They spelled booze. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but if you ever see those memes where it's a character with a level one crook above their head, and then all of a sudden they just do some simple action, and then all of a sudden go to level 100, just know that's from the Mafia City game, and it's a mobile game that you can download anytime in the Play Store. But
the thing that triggered me the most in one of their ads was the fact that this guy slid down a slide and this crook threw him off the slide. So he went to a store.
Becomes a woman.
By eating lipstick.
Yeah.
How can you eat lipstick and magically turn into a woman?
Well, it looks like that boss is in for one round. As they say in the memes, this is how Mafia City works.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know what else works is that Ugandan Chungus. I want to see Ugandan Chungus meme mixed with a Mafia City meme.
No.
Yes, that'd be funny.
I never want to see that.
It's just Ugandan Knuckles level 1 and, like, Chungus level 35.
But, again, about Ugandan Knuckles, that was, like, a year ago. That was, like, my sophomore year is when I heard about that meme.
Yeah.
That, and it's back now. Everyone wants more Ugandan Knuckles.
Do you know Dewey?
Do you? Yeah. I'm going to be surprised if you don't know the origin of this meme, but if you don't, it took place in VR chat, and someone was pretending to be Knuckles, just, like, really, really small. And then he would speak with a certain accent and would say, "Do you know the way?"
It is definitely one of those weird ones, like Chungus. Yes,
it's a very weird meme, but obviously a lot more people like the Ugandan Knuckles meme, because I guess you can get more out of that than Chungus. But, they're all good memes to me.
Ben Shapiro reacts to Chungus.
Ben Shapiro. Did he really?
No.
Okay.
If Ben Shapiro really did react to Chungus, that'd make my day.
So, about Ben Shapiro.
That leftist guy. we ain't going to get too far into his politics, but Ben Shapiro, you just want to watch him absolutely destroy. He is just amazing. If you don't know who Ben Shapiro is, Ben Shapiro is a leftist. Pretty much what he does is he goes and argues. He's also pro-life. If you don't know what that is, it stands against abortion and all that. Ain't going to get too far into politics because that's not what we do on this podcast. But you just want to see Ben Shapiro absolutely wreck people with conversations. Like, Ben Shapiro is just like, let me argue with you on this.
Yes, and if you ever have the chance to argue with Ben Shapiro, he welcomes your opinions. But just know he will come back like a bullet. He will fire back without hesitation, and he will back up his opinion with facts.
He backs him up to a point to where you start to question your own statements.
Which yes. Is,
like, I've seen one where he argues about Boy Scouts and all of that, and
Just know when he fires back, knows that he's trying to get his point across. He will never say that your opinion is wrong. He will respect your opinion, but when he responds back, you're most likely not going to like his response, depending if you're against what he stands for what he stands for.
To be honest, I don't really follow politics like that, but I'll just sit and watch his videos.
It's very entertaining to watch him destroy people.
Because, like, they'll be on about, like, oh, where does it say in the Boy Scouts that only boys can be in the Boy Scouts? And, like, what he came back with was, in the name Boy Scouts.
In the name
made
Boy Scouts.
Everyone quiet but with laughter. And that was just... I'm not a political person, but you know.
Yeah, and neither DJ King or myself will ever tell you guys what you should believe in, because honestly, we're not about that. You want to do what you want to do, you go ahead.
Season 3 is going to be one of those weird ones, you know that, right?
It's going to be very weird. It's going to take some getting used to, honestly.
Yeah, and especially since we got back from break, like I just want to go home after recording today and play on my guitar. But you know what's going to happen next? I'm going to go learn about the United States of America's history. I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
And this is What's Up Warrior Season 3.
2019.
Bye!